Hello and welcome to News 24 on Air, our live audio service, Samihlala Ntsabo. Search and rescue efforts are still ongoing in George for a group of construction workers who were trapped under rubble after a five-story building collapsed on Victoria Street on Monday. According to authorities, the number of people who were on the site when the building collapsed has now been revised to 81, and 44 people are now still unaccounted for. Rescue workers have been moving parts of more than 3,000 tons of concrete from the collapsed construction site. As of Wednesday, the number of fatalities now stands at 8. 16 people are in critical condition and 6 have life-threatening injuries. News 24 has stationed some of its reporters at the scene and to follow up on the matter and give us live updates. Nicole McCain, News 24 Metro reporter, now joins us from Cape Town on the line to give us the latest. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us. The Western Cape government, together with Labour Minister Tula Sinxele, just had a media briefing not so long ago, giving an update and announced that the department will be initiating an investigation.
Yes, Ms. Ali, that's quite right. So the investigation has started. It started on Monday initially with independent engineers visiting the site, starting to gather what information and details they could. But at the moment, the priority still remains to rescue as many people as possible from the site. So the investigation is happening to the side of that. The priority will be to clear as much rubble and concrete as possible to save lives. And then after that, when all of that process is complete, the site will be handed over to investigators. There are police investigators involved who will be coming to the site. They are also treating it as a crime scene because people have died on the site.
Right.
There are also members of the Department of Labor who will be have inspectors on site. They will be investigating. And then, of course, the provincial government has appointed some independent investigators, and they will also be contributing to that process.
And interestingly enough, Nicole, he also made mention that the employers of the construction workers have not yet made any contact with the Labor Department.
Yes, that is correct. We were surprised to hear that in the briefing today. We have had very limited information in terms of who the employers were in this case. We have very limited information in terms of who the victims are. As you said yourself, we had a revised number come out this morning. For the last 3 days, we were under the impression that there were 75 people on site. Many of those were buried under the rubble. There were still search rescues for them. And then, of course, early this morning, the statement came out to say that number had been revised after speaking to various contractors on the site. Obviously, with it being a construction site, there are various people that are moving through the site at any given time, various artisans that come and go. So that number has then been revised to reflect that there were more people than initially thought. To this stage, we know very limited information. We know some details about who the construction site is. We know some details about the developer and about the development itself. But it has been very difficult to get any concrete information as to what really took place and what is behind the cause of the building collapse.
Right. Nicole, we've been seeing a number of reports, you know, where some stating that some of the workers could have been migrants. Did Minister Nxele perhaps address or confirm any of these claims?
Yes, so at this stage, as I say, we do have very limited information on the victims, but we do know that there were a number of migrants involved. And the Labour Minister said today that they will be working with their counterparts at Durco, and through the diplomatic channels, they will be reaching out to a number of missions in other countries just to try to facilitate this process of repatriation, should it come to that, as well as contacting family members. At this stage, we do know that our government will be contacting missions in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe to get that process off the ground.
Right. Now, let's come to search and rescue efforts. We know that last night, rescue authorities were high in spirits while conducting searches. But how are they feeling at the moment as we, you know, edge the 72-hour mark?
Sally, that's it's a very difficult stage for rescue workers at the moment. And they had amazing successes in the first few hours, in the first few days. We saw quite a number of survivors, more than 20 people pulled out of the rubble alive, which is really noteworthy for a structural collapse of this nature. But of course, time is ticking down, and we know that with every hour that passes, the chances of rescuing survivors diminishes. And rescue workers refer to this golden window of 3 days or 72 hours, which is when you have the best chance of still finding survivors under the rubble.
Right.
After that, the human body struggles without water. If there's an injury, that becomes quite complicated, and the chances of survival do diminish. One of the things that we have seen with this building that has been a bit unusual is that a lot of voids have been created. So areas where sort of the ceiling might have caved in and created a little gap for a person to stay relatively safe and free from debris. And we know that rescue workers were focusing on sites like that. They had put down acoustic equipment where they'd heard noises. They'd really focused their efforts to pull people from the rubble in those spots. But we know that from late last night, they had stopped being in contact with people. And of course, the rescue efforts seem to have slowed down significantly, in part because the building is now in quite an unstable condition. So we've seen a big shift in the way that the rescue is taking place. Instead of having rescue workers with jackhammers and cutting pieces of concrete and rebar, we've now seen much heavier equipment going onto site with the hope that they'll be able to lift up the large pieces of concrete and slowly, layer by layer, start peeling back and opening up those spaces they haven't been able to reach before.
Right, right. And how many rescuers have been deployed to the site?
So we have at any given time around 200 rescue workers on the site. They're currently working in shifts. So it'll be a shift of 8 hours, and they'll rotate throughout the day. So in a whole 24-hour space, there's more than 600 rescue workers that are working on that site trying to feed people. It's an absolute mammoth mission that's underway.
Right. And Nicole, do we at this point know of the working conditions that these workers were working in on the site?
Well, at this stage, we really don't have answers as to exactly what caused this building to collapse. And we're hoping that these independent investigations and, of course, investigation by the Department of Labor is going to reveal some of those conditions and definitely give us insight into what led to this huge collapse. Unfortunately, until we have the results of those investigations, it is really just speculation at this stage.
Right.
We do know that it was tons and tons of concrete. As you said, the number is 3,000 tons of concrete that collapsed. So it was quite a large site over five stories. And so I think that the investigators will really have their work cut out to wade through all of that and figure out exactly what went wrong.
Right. Nicole McKay, News 24 Cape Town Metro reporter, giving us the latest on the George building collapse. And you can find our full coverage on news24.com. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Ihlali Ntsabo.